Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal court blocks a California law that censors doctors with regards to COVID, quote, misinformation. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, California, leave it to this state to have the craziest kinds of laws and have wild ideology in their laws. And this is just another example, Holly. The state of California passed a law signed into existence by Governor Gavin Newsom that said that doctors, through the Board of Licensing, would be subject to censorship penalties and loss of their licenses for giving, quote, misinformation, close quote, about COVID-19, the shots, and treatment. This is really a chilling law with regards to the freedom of doctors to be able to engage in scientific research and treat their patients. The good news is that this law has now been preliminarily blocked with a preliminary injunction.
Of course, their definition of misinformation by these state officials is anything that does not go along with their agenda. These doctors have researched the truth, like many of the doctors that we've talked to, we've interviewed, and they are wanting to get the truth out there to warn people about the dangers of the COVID shots and how you can treat COVID with therapeutics and et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, that doesn't make money for these medical officials in the state of California, as well as the governor. So they're trying to muzzle these doctors.
Well, this judge, Judge Shub, issued a great decision on behalf of five doctors against the state of California, Governor Newsom, the Attorney General, and the California Medical and Osteopathic Boards. He said that there was no evidence that there was a scientific consensus that has been established and has reached a technical meaning, and that the law provides no clarity on the word misinformation. The California Assembly bill actually bans doctors from, quote, providing treatment or advice to a patient related to COVID-19 when that treatment or advice includes, one, false information, two, that is contradicted by contemporary scientific consensus, three, contrary to the standard of care. If doctors go against this, they are guilty of, quote, unprofessional conduct and can face disciplinary action. So if you have information or advice that is false, that is contradicted by contemporary standards of modern consensus, that is contrary to the standard of care, you will lose your license. So who sets that? Who determines that?
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine you have doctors who take the Hippocratic Oath to first do no harm? They do all this research to help their patients, to best treat them. And then there's a law that says, no, you can't do that. You have to remain quiet.
Well, the judge ruled that this particular law was unconstitutionally vague in violation of the 14th Amendment and puts physicians in the very difficult position of having to know what the consensus is at a given moment while trying to give their best advice to the patients and their individual circumstances. The court also notes that the bill infringed on the First Amendment rights because it impedes their ability to communicate with their patients in the course of treatment. The impediment comes from the imposition of the board's viewpoint on what constitutes contemporary scientific consensus, and the First Amendment applies not only to expression of majority opinions, but also to minority views as well. It's a great decision.
Yeah, and you know, bottom line, the judge called the law's definition of misinformation nonsense.
Yeah, what is nonsense. Misinformation? And so they pressed—
It's too broad, yeah.
He pressed the defendants with the state with regards to the definition of what that would mean. What is misinformation? Tell me what it is. Well, you know, they could just repeat the statute. Well, it is false information. Well, what's that? That's contradicted by contemporary scientific consensus. Well, they think that there's only one viewpoint on this issue. And obviously what the judge said is there is no settled consensus. There's a lot of things that we're learning, new developments that are occurring all the time, and there's a wide range of disagreement mm-hmm. among these individuals within the medical profession. So you're now saying that if someone presents, quote, misinformation, your view of misinformation at any given moment, then they will lose their license. But again, what is the misinformation? Give me a concrete example. And, you know, you could go back and look at things that, say, the CDC said early on versus the things that they say now, and they've contradicted themselves.
I mean, you think about that word has become so popular. The Biden administration, what came up with a Ministry of Health position where they were going to punish people because of misinformation, which means anything against the COVID shots, anything like that, was what they were considering misinformation.
This is the first state law that includes this notion of misinformation. But what we have seen before this is what you've already mentioned, the Biden administration with the Department of Homeland Security, they wanted to create this disinformation governance mm-hmm. board that would literally monitor social media, pressure social media into censoring, quote, misinformation and disinformation with regards to COVID, Afghanistan withdrawal, lots of other things as well, anything that mm-hmm. was negative or that didn't match the narrative of the Biden administration.
And we still see social media platforms doing that.
Well, for example, you know, YouTube took down the Project Veritas interview, mm-hmm. saying that it violates their community standards. It doesn't violate any community standards. It violates your narrative.
Right.
Because they're getting pressure from the Biden administration, and they have their own ideology as well. They just want to censor information that the public has a right to know about. Well, California put this into the context of a law. I think this is a good decision for not only the fact that it frees up doctors in California, it sends a message to other mm-hmm. states, don't do this, but also, Holly, some of these medical boards in the summer of 2022 sent out these letters to doctors. And they sent them out the same time. They're obviously coordinated. I think they're coordinated by the Biden administration. And they had much of the same language. And these were boards that would certify people with regards to various specialties, pathology, internal medicine, obstetrics, gynecology, and all different kinds of areas of board certification. They sent them out to all these high-level qualified doctors. And they said the same thing, that if you present misinformation or disinformation, you would be losing or jeopardizing your board certification. So for some of these particular doctors, that doesn't mean they would lose their license. But if you're a cardiologist and you lose your board certification in cardiology, you might lose your hospital privileges to treat patients.
Right. Well, we see this happening right now with these highly credible doctors like Peter McCullough, Ryan Cole, Robert Malone, all them, they're being threatened. Their licenses, their credentials, they're all being threatened because they're speaking the truth about COVID.
Yeah, the judge in this case says that the statute defines misinformation as false information that is contradicted by contemporary scientific consensus, contrary to the standard of care. The statute defines disinformation as misinformation that the licensee deliberately disseminated with malicious intent or an intent to mislead. The misinformation or disinformation must be conveyed by the licensee to a patient under the licensee's care in the form of treatment or advice. Physicians and surgeons licensed by the board or the osteopathic board are covered by the statute. He says that, in fact, it is inappropriate to apply a lower vagueness standard here, because based on the record before the court, it appears that the primary term at issue, contemporary scientific consensus, does not have an established technical meaning in the medical community.
Right. And the judge has given, you know, he said that these plaintiffs have a good likelihood to succeed. Of course, they've gotten this preliminary injunction. So we need to pray that they will get a permanent injunction against this ridiculous law.
Yeah, he says, what source or sources should physicians consult to determine what the consensus is at any given time? Perhaps peer-reviewed scientific articles or clinical guidelines from professional organizations or public health recommendations? Question mark. The statute provides no means of understanding what scientific consensus refers to. So for now, this law is blocked. This is a great decision. There are many, many threats to our freedom and freedom of speech. But this here, where doctors are censored with regards to their scientific and medical viewpoints on COVID-19 and treatment, is a life and death issue, because they need to be in America free to speak and free to explore and research. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.